Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 22. I don't know about you, but this is episode 22.
I don't know about you. I watched the Eras tour yesterday.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that was so difficult.
That was a lot for you. Oh, that makes sense.
I just had, you know, a little Taylor Sunday. I woke up wanting to watch it, and then Audrey was like, "Do you want to watch Eras?" And I was like, "Whoa."
Thank Same you. Brain. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Mmm. Yum.
Spicy. Gosh, I need... It's 3 p.m. when we're recording right now, so, like, my 3 p.m. slump, you guys, is so real. I needed this Dr. Kelp.
Same, honestly. The slump is real today.
The slump is so real. The weather's bad. Has been thunderstorming since the wee hours of the morning, when I think everyone in DC thought that the enemy was upon us. And it turned out to just be thunder. It was so loud. The first one that woke me up in like a gasp. Like, I literally woke up from my sleep, like, because, sorry, I just scared my cat by doing that. But it was so loud, and like my whole apartment shook. And I was like, is this the end? Is
and this it what could have been.
Our nation's capital is doing to me?
Oh, gosh.
How have you been, Han?
I've been good. I agree. The gray weather has really, you know, taken the life out of me today, taken the piss out of me. How about you, Kimberly? How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I can finally breathe a little bit easier now that UNC is out of March Madness. Mm-hmm. We lost last week, which means we did not make it to the Elite Eight, despite Duke having made it. But it's okay, because they lost to NC State last night, so they're out too. But I have this like weird sense of relief when we lose, that just is like, oh, okay, like, I don't have to be stressed about this anymore. Like, I won't have to live through another game in this tournament feeling this fucking awful. So I'm doing good. I have to find a new personality now, though, because in the beginning of March Madness, I feel like that is my whole personality, and now it's over. So
time to move on. March is over, and so you don't have to worry about March Madness. So I feel like it's just very fitting that
April Madness.
Yeah, it all kind of like ended in March for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And as much as I get, you know, secondhand embarrassment by how much I make March Madness my whole personality, I decided this past weekend, doing some reflecting, that it is not ever as bad as people who make their gym of choice their entire personality. Do you know the types of people I'm talking about?
Like, more than just gym picks?
Oh, yeah. Like, their specific gym affiliation. Like,
I feel like we're talking about Pokemon. Your gym affiliation.
Yeah, like the CrossFit people, or like F45, or Solid Core, and like every single Instagram story that they post is about their gym.
I feel that way about Barry's Bootcamp people.
Yes, they're the same.
And SoulCycle. Yeah.
SoulCycle. SoulCycle might be the cultiest.
It is a cult. Because
the cultiest and the cuntiest of them all.
So true. It feels very culty when you're there, because I've only done it twice years ago, but then they have that part where they turn all the lights off and they say some really like weirdly.
The lights are like, always off in SoulCycle, which is so
scary. Well, they turn them like all the way down or something, or like the party lights are off or whatever. So it's like even darker. So you really can't see anyone. And then they're like, the leader, whoever's leading the class, is like spouting off some like inspirational shit.
The cult leader.
Literally. But it's like some weird thing about like digging deep and like, you found it, you're here, you made it, take a breath. Yeah. Like, and it's really,
and like someone's like crying next to you and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, and they time it right after you've done like some of the hardest shit in the workout. So it like is like timed perfectly for catharsis. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah, I have been in a few SoulCycle classes where I'm just like, is this like, is part of your teacher training like learning how to also be an inspirational speaker? I also feel that way about yoga instructors. Yoga instructors are always like, look deep within, expel the hate, breathe it out, like just be present. And I'm laying there and I was like, oh my God, I wanted a workout, not church. Like,
Yeah, I like those yoga classes though, because I'm like, oh, you're telling me I have to lay here and pretend to think? Perfect.
yeah, Shavasana or whatever the pose is where you're just
Yeah,
laying flat on the mat. I'm like, love this one.
exactly. But yeah, I the people who are like super obsessed with like the chain gyms, it
Yeah,
gets me a
chain
little
gyms.
bit.
That's what I was. Yeah. I guess I just can't. So, I first of all hate the idea of paying for exercise in general because I'm like, is I just don't like it enough to want to pay like $150 a month. But I also just could never imagine like loving a certain workout enough to have a fiery burning passion deep in my soul for advertising it to my social following.
I think it's fun when you do like a challenge or if they had like a fundraiser thing. I am fine with those posts, like the bar people who post like I did my 100th class or whatever,
Yeah.
or like 5 years at this gym. I think those are fun, but like the people who are like,
I went this
again,
morning
it's
and
like this,
yesterday morning and tomorrow morning and Saturday
it's the
morning.
soul cycle-y like part of it for me, where it's like nothing better than Barry's boot camp on a batter bay, you know? And it's like, oh my God. Like people travel and they're like, well,
Yeah.
I had to go to New York for work, but I went to the Barry's that was, you know, in
Yes.
Soho. And you're like, the
Yes.
fuck?
Yeah, they're like, I'm in Nashville for this conference. I had to see the Nashville SoulCycle. I'm like,
Yeah, I'm at
why?
Core Power or Orange Theory in fucking
Yeah.
Austin. And I just don't, that's the stuff that I don't get. I like the convenience of the chains where it's like, okay, if you're like a Planet Fitness member, Gold's Gym, and you can go to another gym because you're
Yeah, and
traveling or
now I guess
whatever,
like
fine. But
they don't let you do that as easily anymore. Like
no,
if
you have to
you're
like pay up in membership.
right. Insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to be friends with those people.
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with people who like not only romanticize but like idolize going to like it's like
Yeah.
people being like I went to the McDonald's in Greece or whatever. Like
The voice is killing
sorry.
me.
That's how I feel about that kind of stuff. But like keep
Yeah.
posting your Fitspo pics and like your I did it like the hardest workout ever today. Like sure,
Yeah.
but
You
I
want to
just don't
know?
need it. Just don't do it in front of my face.
Yeah, not in front of my salad. And you want to know what else I was thinking about in terms of Instagram this weekend? I really don't think men should have the straight men should have the
Thank you.
option to post Instagram stories.
You know, you said this, and I was like, huh, okay, let me see. And it took
And
me a
then.
really long time to find a straight man in my, like,
Oh.
if I just started from like the first
The,
person
yeah.
recommended and went through, it took me a really long time to find a straight man.
Honestly, same because they're not whom I'm interacting with on Instagram.
No.
But I saw a few on like Friday night that I was just like, do you take this photo or you write in this text and you like think it looks so sick? And the example that I screenshotted on Friday was like this kid that I grew up with in Florida had posted like a pool picture of, I guess, like him laying out by the pool. But his entire, like, hairy, gross foot was in it. And I feel like feet is one thing on the internet that's been, like, pretty talked about not wanting to be seen, unless it's, like, in a joking way that you're like, oh, I'm paying for it on Foot Finder or whatever. But, like, I don't want to see this kid's
Yeah.
disgusting brick foot just, like, in
Put those
front of.
grippers away.
Yeah. I was like, did you not reevaluate? And it was like only in the bottom corner too, so you know he didn't actually mean to get his foot in there. It just was.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. The straight men that I've been seeing lately have been posting about March Madness. So it's a lot of like reposts of like, you know, an ESPN or like something like that. So I'm like,
I
okay, I guess
think.
that's fine. There's not a lot of original content in the straights that I follow.
Right. That's what I want to emphasize I'm talking about here. The repost, totally fine. Like,
Yeah.
share that your team won, whatever. It's the It's the original content that just really gets me. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe Instagram can explore taking that feature off.
Maybe using AI to,
Yeah.
yeah, no, I feel that. Not all men, but somehow always a guy, you know.
Somehow always.
Speaking of social media,
Okay.
I have some drama from the toy, retro toy collectible world.
Okay.
My sister is into it, and so I get all of the secondhand drama. But basically, she posted this weekend like an upcoming sale, and she themed it around like the WWE wrestler figures because
Okay.
it's going to be the next like WrestleMania is going to be in Philly, and she's from
Oh.
Pennsylvania, so she's like, okay, good marketing to tie
Yeah,
in
totally.
a sale and use this. So
Yeah.
she's like, WrestleMania, these figures, you know, here's the deal. 2 hours later, a toy shop who's in the next town over posts, WrestleMania's coming up. Here's a sale on our wrestling figures.
Not Kelly's IP.
And so it's just her nemesis. And so
Yeah.
it's
Should we
like,
egg that shop? I'm kidding. Maybe.
No, okay. So it's this shop appeared in the next town over, and by next town over, it's like you could run a 5K going to his shop and back to hers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like full loop 5K or like.
Full loop 5K.
Oh, okay. So
So,
they're like a mile apart. Yeah.
basically. And I'm like, this is crazy how you could literally go there and back in like, you know, an hour walking. So he appeared in small town, and they had been like, you know, networked buddies, friends in the business. And she's like, well, oh, okay, so you're opening over there. And then it's like he comes up to her, he goes, oh, I saw you got these like, you know, tiny hands and like the little possum figures and like goth, like funny, weird tchotchke stuff that just like have around the cash register, little things. He's like, I thought that was a good idea, so we're doing that too. And she's like, okay. And then there's just like always something where it's like she'll do, hey, we're having a sale this weekend about whatever, and then all of a sudden, so is this other toy shop. And so it's very interesting to
Oh
watch.
my gosh, it sounds like it could be like a TLC like challenge show.
Yeah, it feels like Kardashians when Kim is like, who sang at my wedding? Andrea Bocelli. Where was why my wedding was in Italy, your
You
wedding
stole my
also.
wedding country and my
Yeah.
wedding singer.
I'm not saying that you copied. Am I saying that you copied me? Yeah. So
My
it's
God,
just
so
very
good.
interesting to watch that, like, you know, an hour later, something has appeared very similar to what my sister is doing.
That's so crazy. We should sue.
We should. So if you ever need niche drama, I can find
Yeah.
some for you. There are people on TikTok. There's a girl on TikTok who does cover niche drama, and she is very
Oh my
fun
gosh.
to
I love that.
watch. So like every like she has like a playlist of like niche tea, and then every video is like a different community. Like she had drama in the birding community and like drama,
Birding?
yeah,
Like,
people who go bird
caw.
watching. Yeah.
Drama in the birding community.
Yeah, there was drama in the
I
bird watching community.
aspire for all of the drama in my life to be that niche where no one else would really get it. Like, that just seems like a really great life to live. Having unrelatable drama seems simpler,
Yeah,
I suppose.
it's more fun drama because you're just like, I never would have expected it either.
You want to know what I was thinking about? That is a little off topic,
Go for it.
but what? Okay. It's niche, which is why I wanted to bring it up now. But I saw a Burger King commercial yesterday, and I sat on my couch and thought for a good 20 minutes, who fucking likes Burger King? Have you ever met someone who wholeheartedly backs Burger King as their favorite fast food store
I've never even
and
been to a
restaurant.
Burger King.
My point stands.
I
And I
know.
know this is a small sample
And
size,
I
but
don't eat,
listen.
yeah, I don't eat fast food. The only thing I know about Burger King is they have a veggie burger. So if I'm ever desperate, I'm like, okay, they have that. Never been.
I do remember that from my vegetarian days, but I just feel like their burgers, their chicken ten, like nothing is pulling the weight that it should be. I'm like, who's going to Burger King? Who's getting off of an exit on a road trip and seeing a Chick-fil-A and seeing a McDonald's? Whoa,
Whoa,
McDonald's.
put the tilde on that end. McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Hola, soy McDonald's.
But seriously, who's seeing all of these options and then going like, even Wendy's, throw Wendy's in there, get
I like
yourself a
Wendy's.
Frosty, dip some French fries in it. Fantastic. Who is going, I want Burger King.
Yeah. People are going to gas station food joints, Royal Farms,
Oh,
Wawa, Sheetz. They're going there before they go to a fucking Burger King.
100%. Give me a Sheetz quesadilla over a Burger King anything. And I
Yeah.
haven't even been to Burger King probably since I was like seven.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway.
I'm with you. I don't know how they've been in business.
Me neither. And I'm like, what, who are you advertising to?
Who is this for?
Who is it for? I really need to know.
Yeah.
If this podcast ever blows up, we're never, Burger King is never going to sponsor us. And good. I don't
Does
want your
the only
sponsorship and my
concern is
12 followers.
does Dr. Pepper have a deal with them? That's the only reason we can be in a
Oh
little bit of
my gosh. I don't know. I do know. Is Dr. Pepper a Pepsi product?
I thought it was, but it
I think it
could.
is too, which is why I don't know though. I know they have it at Chick-fil-A,
Oh,
which
it's
is
Dr.
so
Pepper
nice.
7 Up. It's not Pepsi, but I think oftentimes is with Pepsi products. Maybe they have a little like kissing thing on the side that they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that.
So I guess Pepsi leaves space. But anyway, Dr. Pepper 7 Up. My mom showed me a commercial from like, I don't know, the 70s, Dr. Pepper. And they were
Okay.
just like, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, we're peppers, be a pepper. You could be a pepper too. And I was like,
That was the whole
hello?
thing.
It was singing. They were singing and
Oh.
dancing and passing around Dr. Pepper. And the lyrics were like, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, you could be a pepper too. Stuff like that. And I was like, so the people who drink Dr. Pepper are called peppers?
What if I don't identify as a pepper?
I feel more like a kelp.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, like, is there actually, I thought pepper was just the name. Like, is there anything pepper adjacent
Well, don't they have
in
their blend
this?
of like 20 herbs and spices or whatever?
Herbs?
I know that's the KFC thing, but I thought Dr. Pepper also had like a whole like number with it of like these are the combination like 26 flavor things in there.
Oh my God, I have no idea. I just don't like the idea of being called a pepper. Let's look this
You
up.
sounded like a Kardashian just then. You were like, oh my gosh, I
Oh
have
my God.
no idea.
You know, I can't imitate them.
Let's look this up, Kimberly.
Why is Dr. Pepper called Dr. Pepper? Originally made in Morrison's old corner drugstore in Waco, Texas, the drink's unique flavor was a hit when it was first sold in 1885. Wow, vintage. Wade Morrison, the drugstore owner, named it Dr. Pepper after Charles, whoa, I cannot speak. Dr. Charles Pepper, a Virginia doctor who was the father of a girl Morrison was once in love with. So yeah, I think it's literally just a name.
He named it after. I have a huge crush on this girl. I'm gonna name it after her dad.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a weird,
Did it
little bit
work?
of a
Did they
weird
get
take.
married? Doesn't sound like it based on that.
What's worse, girl dads or boy moms?
Oh, boy moms, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
Girl dads
And
think they know, like, girl dads are like, haha, I'm a girl dad, and then proceeds to do nothing.
yeah, also the reverse is true. I think. Well, I don't know, because like daddy's girls can be really
But
bratty too.
that's on the girl. Oh, the reverse.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
But
Oh, girls who are
also,
obsessed with their dads versus boys who are obsessed with their moms.
and I think, then this is obviously my bias coming out. I think that boys who are obsessed with their moms are worse because I've dated all of them.
Yeah. All two of them. No,
Oh.
I agree. Boys obsessed with their moms are even worse, but moms who are obsessed with their sons is insane to me. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, Oedipus aside, like, it's literally
Oedipussy
moms.
is. Sorry.
Not my Oedipussy.
Oedipussy complex. Let's make an urban dictionary entry for that and just completely
The
bullshit what it would
Oedipussy
actually mean.
complex is wanting to fuck your mom. So my thing with boy moms and is that it's really weird when babies are born and then you're like, that's a baby and I have to care for it. But then your son's like 32 and you're like, he can't do anything. He needs me. And it's like, hello, he doesn't need you. And then being like, no girl's
Hello.
ever gonna be good enough for my
Oh,
boy. No one's
I was
gonna be
just
better
about to
than me.
say
And then it's
the
like, I'm.
like, yeah, the competition, like trying to date a mama's boy is like being in a pageant for the rest of your life.
You have to
And the
become
only
their.
competition is his mom.
Yeah, it's like basically the people who date them are going to have to become their mom. But then for me, it's the mom being like, no one's good enough for my son other than me, which means like you want to be your son's partner for life. The person who's going to fuck your son and give you grandbabies is never going to, you would be better than them.
Okay, let's. I'd like to see you try. Go
I don't
ahead.
know if incest is legal.
Go ahead.
Maybe not up here, but
Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down.
get down south. Get to those
True.
backwoods. It just really freaks me out when people are like so obsessed. I mean, when you're obsessed with your kids to that extent anyway, it's like, holy shit, let them be a person. They're over the age of 18. And then to be like, no one will ever be as good of a partner or whatever than me. And it's like, no one will ever be good enough for my son. Other than you is the like end of that sentence.
Right. It's so weird. I agree. Ugh,
So,
creepy
yeah,
and toxic.
there was some person on TikTok I saw that kind of like sparked me going into a deep dive about like boy moms. And she was saying how like she can't just go over to her son's apartment or blah blah blah, like she doesn't like want that. She like doesn't want to have to call before she goes somewhere. And it's like her adult son that lives with her still. And she was talking about like some people or like him dating someone. And she's like, I want, people don't even like their in-laws. Like they have to call before they go over, blah, blah, blah. And then at one point she slips and calls him her roommate. She calls her son her roommate.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. Something isn't right.
Also, how are you offended that you have to call? She was like, I can just pop over to my parents' house whenever. It's like, that's your
Yeah.
parents. That's
And
different.
like, not everyone wants that. Like, I want, even if I love you and you're my dearest friend or closest relative, like, tell me when you're about to encroach on my space. Like,
Literally. What happens when your son's boinking and you walk in?
yeah.
Hello? Like you are
Hello.
asking to walk in on your son be and whoever they live with, like being
My
fucking like
God.
naked and shit and doing God knows what.
Yeah.
Just saying.
With their Dune popcorn bowl.
Oh my God, your son's gonna date the Dune bucket before he dates you, mom.
This ain't Texas.
Hey.
St. Texas is the new last night we let the
No. Oh
Yes.
no.
I
You're
keep saying
right.
it. I'll just like be walking around the house and I'm like, this ain't Texas.
Hurt.
Have you listened
Hurt.
to Miss Beyonce's new album?
Yeah, I have Cowboy Carter.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Me too.
I liked her last album too, so, you know.
Yeah. I don't know where that interlude came from, of me just going to St. Texas, but I want to go back to talking about creepy boy moms
Okay.
because I'm just really scared of them, like in general.
Yeah.
And then it made me start thinking about things that I'm not scared of that I should be scared of. So
Okay.
I've garnered some examples in my brain. And one of them that really sticks out is garbage disposals. I'm
You
just, no,
just raw dog it.
I have no fear of garbage disposals. Like, I will
Ooh.
stick my hand in that bitch every day. I know it really creeps people out and it doesn't bother me. I just have full trust in the fact that it's not going to turn on when my hand is in it.
God, it could be. I could have a power outage and still think it's gonna turn on.
That's fair. And I feel like I should. Like I really should not do that. And yet I'm
Yet,
just
yeah.
right down there. Normally it's to grab like a lemon rind or something that isn't fully digesting in the sink.
Yeah, you do be
But
sticking lemons down there to make it smell good.
yeah, I do. Just doesn't bother me. Leftovers, that's another one. If that shit is not growing mold, I'm putting it in my body.
I do not feel the same way. It
Yeah, I
after like
just
2 to 3 days, I start being like, oh no, something could be in there.
No, after 2 to 3 days, I'm like, it's as fresh as it's ever gonna be. Like, I'm so lenient about it, and I'm surprised I haven't gotten like food poisoning more. I've only gotten food poisoning twice in my whole life, knock on fucking wood. One of them was from chocolate covered strawberries that were like sent to me, from that one brand that, what are they called?
Sherry's berries.
Cherries, yeah. Got food poisoning from those, and actually on Easter, and it is Easter Monday right now. But yeah, I got food poisoning from those, and then also from and this one completely tracks, leftover sorority house shrimp. That
Yeah, that
one,
tracks. That really
yeah.
tracks. Ugh.
Yeah, but otherwise, I'll eat anything. I'm like, if this isn't green and smelly, I'll be eating it. Walking
Yeah.
alone at night, I really should be scared of that, especially with how crime laden DC has grown lately.
Yeah,
And
you
I'm just
should
like,
be.
yeah, I'm just like, not me. Like, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me that these brutal things are happening to. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's literally fucking girls going between their friends' houses like at
Yeah.
7 p.m. in dusk and broad daylight, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
at a fucking dog park.
Yeah, it's the walking during the day that I'm fine with. And then as soon as it's dark out, I'm like, oh no. Even though in my mind, I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter.
I just should be more scared, and I'm just not.
Yeah.
But
I don't know of any of
I'll
those that I
get there.
have. I mean, maybe like a dog or an animal. I probably should be more scared of like a random dog that I would
Yeah.
see. Or
Yeah.
like, you know. A stray cat or something. I don't know.
Never scared of a stray cat. I have been scared of dogs, though, and like more aggressive breeds because I actually have a friend of a friend from college who got her hand bit by a pit bull just like walking down the side of the street and had to have like a bunch of surgeries to repair the ligaments in her hand. And it just stuck with me and it makes me sad because I know that we're not supposed to think badly of aggressive breeds, but there was a giant pit bull who lived in my last building, like literally the kind that looked like it was on that show. Whatever, what was it called?
Pitbulls and Parolees.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say pit bulls and tiaras, and I was like,
New TLC show, please.
pit bulls
Oh.
and tiaras, also episode name. But it was huge and so muscular, and the owners would walk it around our building off leash, and I was always really scared that it was going to get spooked and like try to mangle my
Yeah,
hand.
I can't stand people who do off leash. I'm just like, it's
Yeah.
not about your dog. It's about everything else going around. Like, it's about my dog. What if my dog doesn't want and your dog comes up
Yeah.
anyway? So I
scary.
love pit bulls. They're like one of my favorite breeds, and
They are
I've
so
fostered them, and
cute.
they're such big babies. I
Yeah,
love
you fostered
them.
one time that looked like a hippopotamus.
Yeah, they are. It's just a hippo, please. Anyway, I'm like, oh, look at that
Let's just like completely take this episode into talking in pet voices for the rest of it. My little cat's asleep on my bed and it's being so cute. Its arms are up. Yeah, it's
scratching.
being good for once. It's not always good when we record. Oftentimes it sits at my door and screams if I have to lock her out. And then if I let her in, she sits at the door and screams to be let out.
Yelling.
So,
She just wants to be heard on the pod. Get her
yeah.
voice and her opinion out there.
I know it's been a while since she's been featured. My nose also will not stop running and it's driving me insane. The allergy season is upon us.
My allergies just started to get worse this weekend. And I was like, why can't I stop sneezing? Oh, everything's in fucking bloom. And I do be going outside.
I have
So.
not seen the cherry blossoms. I was home in Florida when they were at peak bloom, and I came back and I was like, Audrey, should we go like see the cherry blossoms? And she was like, I mean, yeah, we can. And she's like, I just don't really care. And I was like, I guess I don't really care either. Like, I've lived here for 7 years. I just,
You don't
I
want to
see
go and
them.
leave a little present for Stumpy?
No, I did really enjoy the Stumpy lore. But it's just always so damn crowded down there and so touristy. No matter when you go, if you try to like sneak out on a lunch break or even go in the mornings, it's just like, and of course, neither of those things ever become feasible. So then you're left going with the after work rush, and it is literally like wall to wall people. It's
Yeah.
just not
I feel
fun.
like next cherry blossom, I want to go to like not the tidal basin to look at the trees. Like
Yeah.
the Arboretum or up by the National Cathedral. I'm trying to think where
Oh,
else. There's some spots in Rock Creek Park that have a couple too.
the Arboretum is a good idea. I've actually never been.
I haven't either. Been wanting to go.
Yeah, we should go. And I
Road
suppose
trip.
spring would be a pretty
Road trip
good
to just a
time.
random corner of the district. Okay,
I
don't
just burped
sneeze.
so
Oh.
loud and I did it on mute because I knew
Ah!
it was gonna be an insane one, and it was.
I love that for you. I'm so happy. I thought you were gonna sneeze the way you had your mouth open.
Oh no, that's fine
Oh,
though.
speaking
It was just
of.
like a big old belch.
Okay, speaking of mouth open, I was just learning about this. Did you know that your dentist can see if you've been sucking dick in the last
Yes.
week?
I did know that because you have a slight bruise in the palate of your
Your
soft
soft
palate. It took
palate.
really long. Yeah. I did.
I was learning about that, and then a dentist shared a story that they were a family dentist for this really nice family, but then they realized that the dad had those marks.
Oh, that is not where I thought that was going. If anyone was watching the video, my eyes got about the size of my mouth, for lack of a better comparison.
One sitting here wondering like how many dentists know these dirty secrets, but then are just like,
Yeah.
well, I'm not gonna say anything, I can't.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But if you
Yeah,
have a
that's
gay
crazy.
dentist, I mean, that works for you.
It's like, do you remember years ago when Ancestry.com and 23andMe started becoming really popular? They had all these specials like on 60 Minutes and shit, which I don't know why I was watching at the time. Maybe it was like a COVID era thing that I was watching with my parents, but they had all of these like reports coming out of the people who worked in the call centers for those companies, basically having to get trained on like counseling and like therapeutic like ways of going through a conversation when someone would call, because these people would call and take their anger about exposing DNA secrets out on these call center people. So call and be like, what do you mean I'm 90% French? Like, my mom's Italian. And they would be like, sorry to break it to you, like your
Oh my
dad cheated,
God.
and like have these crazy things be uncovered from your DNA. And they just had to sit there and listen to these poor people figure it out.
Have you seen those documentaries on Netflix and HBO where it's like doctors, OBGYNs in like the 50s and
No.
60s and 40s and 70s and all would go to women who were getting artificial insemination, and instead of using the sperm that they were going to, would use their own.
I don't.
And then, but the kids figured it out. The kids all realized they had all these siblings and they weren't their dad's like biological children because of
Yeah.
those DNA tests, the ancestry and the 23andMe.
I saw one, and I don't think I ever finished it, but I started the Netflix one where it was like that guy who has like hundreds of kids.
Literally, there was like one of them was like the last count was like 80 something kids.
What? For what? For what?
I don't know. There are
That is
some theories of
so
like
weird.
obviously like narcissism and stuff, and some people even were like theorizing like some weird fascination with like eugenics.
Ugh.
Yeah.
People are weird. I
People are
can't.
weird.
People are so weird. And I kept this up on my phone when we took a quick break earlier because it's also just weird and ridiculous. But it's this post from the Washington Post that says how to use natural and artificial light to support our melatonin. And the first bullet point literally says go outside for 15 minutes. So you're like, okay, I can handle that. About 16 hours before bed. That is so specific and also a really long time apart.
I have a lot of questions that I
Right. 16 hours before bed. So,
are
like,
they saying like at least? Because what if I'm outside like
it
3 hours
says
before
about
bed? Okay.
16 hours before bed.
So you can still be outside after that, or like is this a
I
minimum
guess.
threshold?
I don't know. That's why I kept it up. I was like, I think that this is not really helpful.
No.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with melatonin that much. Like, I only use it if I'm really desperate and can't fall asleep, which thankfully, again, knock on wood, hasn't been lately. And it also gives me really weird dreams and really bad irritability. Like, melatonin makes me feel like I am a rubber band that is about to snap. Like, I feel like my name is
Interesting.
Kyle. I have a monster tattoo and I need to punch drywall.
And white Oakleys.
Yeah. Like, it is so, it's not for me.
Do you get irritable like right after you take it or like the next day?
Like, when I take it, like an hour or two after I take it, and I'm laying in bed trying to sleep and I can't sleep, and I'm just like, oh my God, I could scream into my pillow. It is the craziest feeling. I hate it.
Wow, that
I
is
know. And I've looked it up
wild.
and it's actually pretty common. So I'm not that insane.
Yeah, melatonin did not work for me, so I gotta get prescription strength, which does help. So,
Prescription strength, sleepy time
sleepy
pills.
aids, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
So many.
Ambien, thank goodness, but
Yeah.
some like downers, if you will.
That shit strong.
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 Yeah, I feel like learning about Ambien and the side effects and people having like weird ass dreams and like
Yeah.
sleepwalking and stuff.
Sleepwalking is so scary.
People like on
Like,
Ambien, it's not like a full sleepwalk, but they don't remember that they were awake in the middle of the night doing something.
it's so scary. Sleepwalking in general is like absolutely terrifying to me. I'm glad that I've never done it or really know it. My sister did when she was really, 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 really little.
Yeah.
But like, that's so scary.
We have a really good family friend, and their son would sleepwalk. And when we would all go to the beach together, it was like a thing the next day to be like, oh, like, what did he do last night? Like,
Yeah,
he had
that's
really
so
like
scary.
vivid sleepwalking. Like, at their house, he would like call his parents and be like, can you pick me up? And they're like, what do you mean? Are you not home in bed? And then they would look, and he was like sleep calling them. He's like disabled
Jeez.
like alarm systems and like walked out of the house before.
Oh, so weird. I don't know
It's
why this just
crazy.
popped into my brain, but a story from the concert I went to last Monday. I guess because I was thinking of like young men. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm at this concert. It's Zach Bryan. We're sitting in the nosebleeds because we don't have all the money in the universe. And there are these three guys in front of me. I think I heard one of them say they were 23. So, like, legal to drink, but like too young for me to have a romantic interest in. Not that that's was my goal, but just as a parameter.
Were the boys kissing and or holding hands?
No.
Damn it.
However, I did not drink at this concert. It was a Monday night. That is not in my 28 going on 29-year-old description of life anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't, and we were standing there, and the guys in front of us were heavily to the point where one of them tried to crawl over the seats in front of them to go get out and get more beer. And he got so frozen in place because he didn't have balance that he just like levitated there for like 30 seconds, trying to like garner the energy to then continue moving. It was ridiculous. They could barely stand. Anyway, at the end of the show, when Zach's singing this like fun, like encore song, they all put their arms around each other and start like singing and dancing and like swaying. And it's so precious because sometimes when like straight men do things, you're like, that's cute. Like, look at
Yeah.
you doing a friend thing.
Release your
Oh,
inhibitions. Tell your friends you
yeah.
love them.
The rest is still unwritten. The world is your oyster. And they
Literally.
were being so cute. So I took a picture of them because I was like, this is freaking adorable. Like, if I was doing this with my gals, I would want some stranger to take a picture of me and then send it to me. So I took this picture and it's like so cute. And you can like see like they're, oh, you're not gonna be able to see with my, you can like
Oh,
see
that
they're
is
like sit.
cute.
Yeah. And so I tap on their shoulder at the end of the show and I go, look. And they just are like, oh, good photo. And I was like, yeah, isn't it cute of you guys? And they were so like three sheets to the wind. They didn't understand it was a photo of them.
Oh.
Like, they just thought that I took a random crowd shot and was like trying to show them how sick it was, which is,
I like that they were supporting you.
I know, but also that's like kind of, it's embarrassing. I wasn't embarrassed in the moment because I was like, how do they not know? But looking
Yeah.
back, I'm like, they must have thought I was so weird, just being like, hey, boys,
And they're
let
probably like
me.
embarrassed because they're like, that girl was trying to talk to us and I don't know what she's talking about. Oh, she was so hot. They're probably embarrassed of how drunk they were. And you're like, I'm embarrassed because you misinterpreted my very like honest and genuine
Yeah.
reaction.
Anyway, so
The
I'm sure,
embarrassment should be on them.
I'm sure that they all felt like shit on Tuesday morning because they were genuinely so drunk. But yeah, so I have that photo of strange boys who I think were having a good time and they'll never get to, post it on their Instagram story.
That's adorable.
That would have been an acceptable Instagram story post from a man.
Yeah, because you took it and you're not a man.
That's true.
Transitive property.
That's true. Also, speaking of attractive men in DC, so I don't know if anyone has seen the TikTok trend of girls making friendship bracelets with their phone number on them to then pass out to men. I made eight bracelets on Friday, which is like really ambitious because I
How are you
was
going to
like,
find 8 men?
yeah, literally. And I came back Saturday night with all eight. I did not meet or see a single guy out on Saturday between a bottomless brunch and a bar afterward, at which I did not leave until 7:30 p.m. Not one worthy of my friendship bracelets.
Yeah, you need to find someone bracelet worthy. And I think that should be the new slang asking if anybody, did you see anybody out that was like hot or interesting or cool or whatever? We just say like, was there anyone, is he bracelet worthy?
Is he
Was he
bracelet
bracelet
worthy?
worthy?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Will there be bracelet worthy
Also,
people there?
speaking of bracelet worthy men, I just remembered this. Sorry, I also feel like I'm monologuing right now, but I literally just remembered, Han, you were in my dream last night. Yeah, I think
Whoa.
it's because we were texting before I went to bed, but I
Oh,
had a
yeah.
dream that this is so weird and funny that you mediated my conversation with someone I have previously dated. about like if we were gonna get back together and like
That's funny.
try again. And you were literally sitting between us as like our counselor, being like, no, you need to listen to her demands, and him being like, I like just, and I was like, oh my God, I woke up this morning and I was like, that
That is
was
so
good.
funny. Maybe I should start doing that.
Maybe.
Mediating for fuck boys.
Yeah. And also, it was one of those dreams that felt like it was like 4 hours long, and it was probably 2 minutes. And then I was abruptly woken up by the thunder. So, thunder, feel the thunder.
What a fever dream. What is that band called? All I
Imagine
can Thank
Dragons.
you. It's like all I can think of is Radioactive, but that's a song name.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Imagine Dragons
People.
is such a fever dream. I just forget that they've done so many songs.
People love, like, their fan base is dedicated.
Well, have you
Also,
seen the lead singer?
yeah, I don't know if
With his
he does.
shirt off? Oh.
Yeah,
He
I
does it for
just,
me. I get it.
that's totally fair. I just think that they make really bad music, and that's
Oh.
what's stopping me from being attracted to him. Like, they're the Nickelback of contemporary music,
Yeah.
easily.
Yeah. But that doesn't
So,
mean I'm not gonna absolutely like jam out when some of those songs come on.
yeah, radioactive. I'm trying to remember. Radioactive.
That's the thing, is like you can only think of two songs and then you look through their discography and you're like, holy shit, why do I know 12?
I don't know if I do, or I think those two are the only ones that are coming to mind.
Oh,
Best
here.
Imagine Dragon songs of all time. Thunder, feel the thunder, thunder. Okay. Demons. Do I know
Oh,
that one?
yeah.
Oh, that's where my demon hide. That's where
Yeah.
my demons. You know what I'm realizing as I'm sitting here singing all these songs? There's a lot of repetition in their lyrics.
And that's probably why it
Thunder.
does well.
Thunder, thunder. Yeah,
Radioactive, radioactive.
it's literally just the same thing over and over again.
I'm a bad liar, a bad
Is that one repeated too?
I thought so.
I
I
don't
don't
know if I know that
know.
one.
I think if you heard some of these, you would know.
I don't think I want to.
No, I'm not gonna play them for you.
I just
But
mean in general,
yeah,
like
I
I
feel
would.
like if you heard it out and about, you'd be like, oh, this song.
Oh, yeah.
You
I get,
know?
yeah.
Yeah. Did we cover everything we wanted to cover today?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't
Oh,
even
I
know.
have one thing to wrap up here is
My boobs are gonna come out.
titties.
This shirt is so cropped that if I put my arms up, I threaten to show my chest, and it's tough on video calls
Your
sometimes.
chesticle breasticles. That's fair. Well, last week we were talking about idioms and turn of phrase, and there is something that happens when you are in South Central Pennsylvania, which is Pennsylvania Dutch. And so a lot of things about Pennsylvania Dutch are incorporated in the way people say things around here. And the one thing is the way people phrase their sentences. We were talking about like grammar and like when you had to in school be like, here's the predicate and here's like the subject and stuff. And they turn the phrase around weirdly where they're like, throw the horse over the fence some hay.
What?
Yeah.
Like the gift horse? Are we back on gift horses?
No, it's just again a lot of farmland, so you know,
Oh.
Amish,
Throw the
a lot of
horse
horse.
over the fence some hay.
Yeah, and it just means throw the horse some hay over the fence.
Okay, yeah, so they're putting the
They switch
gear.
around, yeah. So it's like throw
That's
the
like what
horse
we
over the
learned in
fence some
English, where
hay.
like you're not supposed to separate what
An
like the things that go
infinitive,
together.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
Throw the horse over the fence some head. Yeah, that actually enrages me.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes to read things, proofread things, and just talk in general to some
Talking, I
people.
mean, yeah, I've had a hard time. I've had a pretty hard time talking today, I'm not gonna lie.
And we've noticed.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. My brain is just tired and my kelp didn't hit. I just woke up Holly doing that.
Well, it's time. She's ready to play again. She's ready to
It's
scream.
time. Time, what?
She's ready to scream.
Oh, I thought you said show your screen. And I was like,
Oh yeah, can everyone see my screen?
I was like, can everyone see my screen? That's how we should be starting these episodes.
It looks like everyone's
Okay.
here. Let's get started. Can everyone? I'm just gonna share my screen. Can everyone see
Have
my
you seen that
screen?
guy on TikTok who like makes mockeries of everyone joining? He's so funny. He's like, oh yeah, no, everyone here. Oh yeah, and you mean the
Nobody
and
know if Dad's gonna join us tonight.
yeah.
I'll get Brad another minute.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Everyone see my
We're
screen?
just gonna circle back. Okay, everyone, stupid idiots, we will circle back with you
Yeah, see you next
next
Tuesday when we
Tuesday.
circle back.
Close
Okay.
the loop.
Goodbye,
Bye.
Synergy.